A new report says homelessness in Connecticut is at an all-time low, with fewer than 4,000 homeless people in the state since counts started in 2007. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on the results from the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness.
Every year, the group does what's called a point-in-time count, where they count all homeless people in the state on a given night. That includes people in shelters and on the streets. This year, they found about 3,900 homeless people on one night in January. That's a 13% drop. Lisa Tepper Bates is with the Coalition. She says homeless providers, like the Coalition and other social service groups, are working together with state and federal agencies like never before.
Seeing these numbers tells me that those tremendous efforts of those providers across the state are having that desired effect. So we're saving lives, and it's working.
The report also found a 20% drop in the number of chronically homeless people. Those are people with disabilities who have been homeless for at least 1 year or four times in the past 3 years. In February, Connecticut became the second state after Virginia to effectively end veteran homelessness by providing all veterans with access to housing. Governor Daniel Malloy says the state is trying to eliminate chronic homelessness by the end of the year. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.